Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Your health really is your greatest wealth. What are you doing now? What kind of new goals have you set for your health? It's so important, you know, because at the end of the day, our health is the most important thing we have, because we need it. We need it to be a good husband, father, and wife, mother, and be able to be active in our roles in society and life. And there's things that happen to us, no doubt about it, and we begin to lose our health in different ways. I mean, the aging process is happening every single day. It's inevitable. It's a fact of life. But what kind of changes or choices are we making every single day to have optimal health, to kind of have the kind of health that we were designed to have? Because although genetics play a role, and there's things that happen, and there's genetic conditions that happen, there's a lot of lifestyle. Matter of fact, 80% of the health challenges, they say, are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. Because if it was 80% genetic and 80% these are the cards you're dealt, think about that. Think about that. You would have no control over anything. And the fact that we can radically change our lifestyle choices, which can radically change everything going on within our lives, that is amazing. If you can change the way you eat, exercise, drop your stress levels, and transform your health in many ways, that's empowering. It's so empowering for all of us. And that's what we want to focus here on this show. So if you haven't set any goals for this year, maybe it's just exercising a couple days a week, or maybe you want to lose 10 pounds, or maybe you're going to start eating better, or stop eating fast food, or not smoke anymore. Whatever your goal, we want to empower you. We want to equip you, and we want to educate you to be able to reach those goals, because you can. You can live an extraordinary life. You can live the life that you were designed to have, but you have to be willing to take responsibility for your health and for your life. No one else can do that for you. Only you can take responsibility. 888-283-7272. If you jump into the social media world, if you haven't, you can do that there, Facebook and Twitter, obviously. Jump into that world. We'll keep you updated on everything going on within the show, behind the scenes, and everything around the show. And our new newsletter is called The Health Prescription. You can sign up. It's absolutely free. And, of course, it'll empower you. Great information. All kinds of experts will be giving their opinions, and it's just really, really exciting to have that. But now we're going to kick it off with, is it Aiden? Did I say your name right?
Aiden. Yeah, Aiden.
Okay. Aiden.
Okay, my quick question is I'm 40 years old. 5 years ago, I got electrocuted in some high-tension fire lines. I was up there for about 10 minutes, then ICU for a week and a half. But
wow.
So, like, at least twice a week, what do you call it, I get these severe cramps. Anywhere from, let's say, imagine from my middle of my lower back all the way through my left butt muscle to my leg, and it actually, like, it feels like something's pushing me down where I have to bend over, and with all my might I have to try to stand up straight, and it just hurts so bad. I can't walk it off, I can't rub the muscle. I drink a lot of water, a lot of Gatorade, mess with the potassium peel. Everything that's pretty much Gatorade is made out of, I've soaked myself with. because that's what other doctors have said. And, I mean, whatever I do, it just doesn't seem like it's going away. And I've been looking in those big medical books for conditions. I'm hoping it's something simpler than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
Are you still there?
It actually is.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do I do, my friend?
One thing I would definitely look into is if it's going down, if it's coming out of your hip in the lower back and it shoots through your gluteus max, which is your, like you said, your butt muscle, and it goes down the back side of your leg, you bend over, does it hurt worse?
No. It's like the muscle is contracting so hard that it just pulls me down like a really stretched rubber band. You know what I mean? I don't
magnesium?
Know if that's a good example. But, it's almost like if some guy that's stronger than you is pushing your head down between his legs. That's how it feels on my lower back, my butt, and my leg muscle. And it only happens on that side. It's never happened on my right side. Now, once in a great while, I'll get like a cramp in my hand or something like that. But nothing serious. It's just mainly on my left side. And now I do a lot of stretch. Well, I don't do as much stretching as I should. You know, it's on 40, but so anyways, I'm going to let you talk, sir.
It's okay. No, I think a couple things. First of all, whenever you've got any type of tightening of the muscles, which your piriformis muscle is a little muscle in the back of the hip, and there's a huge nerve. Matter of fact, it's the largest nerve in the body that goes through a little canal. And the piriformis muscle is, if it contracts and it goes into spasm, it can cause a lot of irritation to that nerve. And if that nerve gets irritated, that nerve runs all the way through your butt, or your gluteus maximus and your hip, all the way down to the back of your leg. And it's called sciatic pain, or sciatica, or sciatic neuritis. And the cramping of the muscle and the tightening, that's why there's got to be some differentiation between whether it's a muscle or a nerve. It's probably both. And it typically is in that type of situation. And so really the physician you should be seeing would be a DO, an osteopathic physician, or a chiropractic physician. Either one of those physicians would be great in that structural care of looking at that. I think that would be a smart move. Soaking in the water and all that, it's a great theory, and it would be good for temporary relief, but it's nothing. I don't think it's not going to touch it, to be honest with you. It's like putting a hot pack on something. It may cut down some irritation for, discomfort for a little while, but it's not going to fix it. It's not going to correct it. So that's what I would do. Make a consultation with one of those physicians. Let them do some testing on you and double check. So kind of like you were saying, there's got to be something a little bit easier. Well, there's your game plan right there. Cut down on any type of foods that would create inflammation in the body. Again, you've got an inflammatory response. So by eating things every single day that will create an inflammatory response, that's where the challenge is. But magnesium works very well. Vitamin B6. In the version of pyridoxine, there's different kinds. There's the pyridoxal 5-phosphate and pyridoxine. The pyridoxine is going to work the best because we're dealing with more of a neuropathy type pain. And, those two are hand in hand. Magnesium, because we're deficient in magnesium, we are as a society. We don't get it in our foods very much. Our soil is quite depleted of magnesium. So that right there alone can help tremendously when you're dealing with the cramping within the body. And it's good that you've done the whole Gatorade thing because that's full of sugar. And the sugar creates inflammation in the body. Not a good thing as well. So lean more toward the minerals, but the magnesium is probably the key player. But I would see one of the docs. I think that's going to be very helpful to you. And look into some of the nutritional options. And I think you'll find the answers that you're looking for. You're not stuck. Just know there are answers. And you will be able to get the help that you need. Thanks so much for the call. Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream absolutely free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
radio commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
That's 888-283-7272. And you can help me online at on-call radio.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Check us out. No, parenting takes a toll on your health. And I know we always kid about that, joke about that, and me being a parent as well. I can tell you that some of the study is got some truth to it, but USA Today reported that as if childbirth and nights spent coddling a crying baby weren't enough, a new study from the University of Minnesota, shows that new moms have worse diets and get less exercise than women without children. Mothers had higher body mass indexes with diets higher in calories, sugary drinks, and saturated fats, according to the survey, which was published Monday in the Journal of Pediatrics. The findings came out of a larger ongoing study for which university researchers followed 838 women and 682 men since they were teenagers living around the Twin Cities in the late 1990s. And the differences were not as significant among fathers. The BMI and eating habits of new fathers was the same as those without children. But they did not spend less time working out. The University of Minnesota assistant professor and researcher, Jerica Burge, who led the study, said mothers are likely to be affected more negatively because they are more commonly the primary caregiver. Many of the mothers surveyed had children younger than 1 year old. Remaining pregnancy weight could have also played a role. Now, while that may be true and explain some of the BMI differences between moms and non-moms, were the concerns that lie in the dietary patterns that are different than non-mothers. According to the survey, parents are getting an equal share of fruits and vegetables as non-parents, but are also taking additional sugar from drinks that their children sip on and saturated fats like from chicken nuggets. So why would you be feeding your kids chicken nuggets? I mean, really? We still do that? It's crazy. The results may have also have a negative effect on children, they said, who are known to take cues from their parents, but it's unclear what the extent of that is. Cues from the parents, meaning what kind of examples parents are we setting for our kids. The results may also have a negative effect on children who are known to take cues from their parents, but the reality is, in that one note right there, it's mind-boggling to me. We have to set an example. That's why I'm reiterating that. We have to set an example for our kids. And even though when they're young, obviously really young, they don't really know a lot of what's going on. But still at the same time, as they get a little bit older and they are aware, start getting into the two-year-old, they're like little sponges, as we always hear. We always hear talking about our kids being little sponges. Well, it's true. And, kids don't do what we say. They do what we do. And especially at that age, whatever we feed them, they're going to eat. But also know they're watching us. Remember, that's the time where literally, they're just soaking everything in. And what are they going to soak in from you? See, that's the question. What kind of life are you living in a leadership role in your home that the kids are going to model? I mean, it's staggering to me. I was with another physician the other day, and just we were working with patients, and it was incredible because this lady had been in a place where, her child was probably, a beautiful little boy, probably 1.5, no, probably 2. And she was talking about, and he had a birth defect in his heart, VSD, which is basically a little hole in the heart, and it's genetic. And she was talking, she was joking, but she was serious. And we were talking about diet, and she said, my baby, I can tell you that my little boy was much different than my little girl. And I was like, well, how's that? And she said, well, he really loved
and I don't want to say the fast food chain, but he really loved so-and-so fast food. And I couldn't believe it. I said, so what do you mean he really loved it? Meaning when he was in the womb. She goes, oh, I just know because it just, when I would eat it, I just felt good. So, and she ate this fast food every day during her pregnancy. And I'm looking at her, I mean, I've got all the grace in the world and all the understanding, but that kind of thing just makes me upset because you've got a little child that has a birth defect. And I'm not saying that that's what happened and that's why the birth defect happened. But I will tell you, there's all kinds of trans fats and there's all kinds of chemicals in those foods that we know can damage the body. And people just don't know. She literally didn't know. She just thought that made her, I think it made her happy every day. I don't know if it made the baby happy, but I think it made her happy every day to eat that, and especially the chemicals that go along with it. So it's just amazing. We have to make better choices as adults, especially when kids are involved, because one of the greatest callings in our life, one of the greatest responsibilities in our life is to raise our kids and to raise them in a good environment, to be leaders for them, to set an example for them. And it's one of those high callings in life. And it's a great responsibility, and there's great rewards with it, but there's a lot of responsibility, and it's a blessing without a shadow of a doubt. So when our eating comes into play and how we live our lives and the kind of example that we're setting for our children, it's critical that we make the right ones. And, you know, in this study, moms, let me say this to you. Because you have a newborn child doesn't mean that you sacrifice you for that child. It's not selfish for you to take time out to make healthy meals for yourself. It's not wrong for you to have someone come with a brand newborn and watch the baby an hour a day, 5 days a week, so you can go exercise. The baby is not going to fall apart. The baby is not going to be, you know, have detachment syndrome and just completely come unglued. Taking that hour a day for yourself, or hour and a half to go to the gym or to go walk around the block, do whatever you got to do, is vital. And I want to encourage you to take care of yourself. And dads, encourage the mom to do that. She has to have that time because her instincts won't let her do it. Mom, your instinct will not let you do it. That brand newborn baby, Mama Bear is kicked into high gear. No one can take care of your child better than you can. But if you don't take care of you, then you won't be there and have the health to take care of your child later. So it's not being selfish to go exercise and eat well. It's being selfless. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. You can get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. If you're not into the social media world, you need to get in there. At the website, you can always check us out and log in so we can empower your health and empower your life. Our new email newsletter is there as well. The health prescription, you can sign up. It's absolutely free, but the information is just awesome. And I'm excited to be sending that out to each and every one of you. New email came in, David from Birmingham. He says, My wife and I go to bed every night around 11. She's never asleep before 12:30 or 1, though. She has a hard time. She's very restless. Is there anything she can do to help her sleep? Well, if she lays down and she just kind of stares at the ceiling and can't, the body won't drift off to sleep, there's a couple of issues that's going on. That could be. There's a couple of could-bes. One is her adrenal glands could be weak in function, and the adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. And the issue with that is, normal for the body is that you go to sleep whatever time, 10 o'clock, and you don't eat, obviously, for that 8 hours. And it's very hard on the body. A lot of people say it's no big deal, but not eating is stressful, because what happens is it'll raise a stress hormone called cortisol. And that's a normal process. We normally have cortisol. Cortisol is what wakes us up in the morning. It's natural to have your eyes snap open at 6 a.m. and to leap out of bed because you're hungry and you've got to go eat something. That's normal. Now, a lot of people, unfortunately, they wake up to the alarm clock and they're so exhausted and groggy and tired they can hardly get going. Well, that's a sign that you're definitely unhealthy. And that is a sign that the adrenals are not working very well. Because cortisol is what wakes us up in the morning. It's like a natural alarm clock. Now, the way it is, if you looked at a graph, cortisol is at the highest peak in the morning. And then it slowly declines throughout the day to where at about 8 p.m. at night, it's almost non-existent. When cortisol is very low, you should feel pretty tired, because a certain amount of cortisol is normal for energy levels to be at a certain place. So when cortisol is very low, you should be pretty tired and pretty much can't keep your eyes open at nighttime. Well, when the adrenal glands get exhausted, it throws the cortisol. It's called our circadian rhythm, first of all, but our cortisol levels get thrown off. And with cortisol, which are produced by the adrenal glands, it's a hormone. Usually it'll be low in the morning, which is the opposite. Normally it's supposed to be high in the morning. It's called adrenal fatigue. And so when the cortisol is low, what do we all drink in the morning? Most people, we in America, they go to their favorite coffee place and they get their cup of coffee. Well, what does coffee do? Coffee goes in and it stimulates cortisol to raise. So when your cortisol is low, you drink coffee in the morning, it brings it back up to where it should be naturally. And you feel better. So a lot of people think it's the caffeine and the coffee, but it's really not. It's more the coffee bean and how much it pushes cortisol. So knowing that and understanding that, that's one of the issues, because if your cortisol is low in the morning, it's going to be higher in the evening. It's going to cause an inverse relationship. And with that cortisol flipping like that, then, you know, you've got an issue. So balancing out the adrenals, and that could be one of the things keeping her up at night. You know, most people that have cortisol issues, when they lay down to go to sleep, the posture of lying down creates an issue with orthostatic hypotension, and it can raise heart rate a little bit, and that's affected by the adrenals. So the one thing to do to balance that out, obviously, is to come off the coffee, lower stress levels, and use things like green tea instead. Green tea lowers cortisol naturally. You can use green tea in the evenings. You would think the caffeine would keep you up, but it won't, typically. And unless you've got an autoimmune disease. If you've got autoimmune disease, don't use green tea. Unless you know it's what pathway of the autoimmune is affected. So that's one thing cortisol could be. Now, it could be neurotransmitter. It depends on if she's depressed, if she's dealt with antidepressants. Her serotonin levels might be off, and that can be a major issue. So looking into that. And the other issue here could be her acetylcholine levels are low. That's one of the brain chemicals, neurotransmitter. So with depression, you've got serotonin, potentially dopamine, then you've got acetylcholine. Acetylcholine could be low, and that's low in a lot of people. Again, that's one of those things where if stress levels are high for her, then it could be a neurotransmitter instability and insufficiency. And depending on the neurotransmitters, there are certain things you can do for each one to affect those pathways. So that's one thing that I would look into all the way around with the neurotransmitters. I've seen with people that are restless and can't sleep, they don't get very good sleep. That's a big challenge. So if you've got any more detail, want to give me a call on the show or email me again, that would be helpful. I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to the phones. Ron, welcome to the show.
Doctor.
Good to talk with you.
Started about a year ago, mowing the lawn or climbing stairs, I started to get very short of breath. And it probably started earlier than that, but it's the best of my recollection. But in any event, Went to the doctor, did some blood tests, did a stress test that proved okay. Blood test showed anemia. I've had upper lower GI, fecal test, no, all negative. And now I'm set up for a CT scan for the lower abdomen. Now, to me, I don't have any blockages. I'm not expelling any blood. So I'm just curious if perhaps maybe I ought to just go directly to a hematologist or something. I'm a 65-year-old white male.
Right. Well, a couple things. With the anemia, I mean, what's the extent they treated it? Give me some of the things you've taken, what you've done.
About a week ago, I started taking a Vitron C. Other than that, I haven't really done anything.
Okay. So with the anemia and the lack of oxygen, talk to me a little bit about, have you done any supplements or anything like that?
I have not. Well, I was taking I take vitamin on and off again, or fish oil.
You've taken fish oil with the gel caps, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, with gel caps, here's the thing. With anemia, that's not really going to affect anything. So let's talk about this for a minute. Did they say there was any B12, or is it all iron?
I'm sorry?
With the anemia, did they mention anything about B12 or iron, or is it just iron? Did they mention checking different levels, or he didn't say? He just said anemia.
He has not. He just said I'm quite anemic, and, of course, now he's scheduled a lower CT. Now, I'm not sure the form that would take, whether it's something down the nose to the lower abdomen or just some kind of an X-ray.
Yeah.
But since everything else has been negative in terms of bleeding, you know, my thought is, you know, do I need to look to a hematologist, or?
Do I think that you need to dig a little bit deeper in your blood test? The hematologist will do that, so yes. But ask the question just for your own kind of common sense kind of thing, because sometimes, again, when you get into a specialty area, sometimes they get so specialized that they can't really bring it down to the level to where you can really understand things easily. So just ask them, say, here's three things you want to ask. You want to ask, do I have a B12 anemia, you know, like vitamin B12, or do I have an iron deficiency anemia? It's probably iron, just so you know, but I would still want to know this. And then ask them, do I have an iron storage problem, meaning ferritin? And ferritin, they're going to check that. I mean, they just are. So check and see if ferritin is low and see if you have an iron storage problem. So one of those three are probably going to be the kind of main issues, and you'll find that. Now, there's a lot of dietary things you can do for anemia. So let me just keep you posted on that. And provided you don't have some kind of genetic disorder or, I mean, again, medicine, you always think worst is first. And it's true. You want to always rule out the worst case scenario. So then when it's something mild, everybody's happy. But when you're looking at it from kind of a perspective, more of a natural perspective, you want to just kind of, once they give you all that data, there's nothing wrong with going ahead and starting a good eating program. I'll tell you that. I mean, there's not, because they're going to tell you the same thing. So here are the kind of foods that will raise and help increase oxygen into the blood, which is what anemia is. Anemia is lack of oxygen in the red blood cells, which will increase that oxygen level and help bring those up just from a food perspective. And again, whether it's B12 or iron, doesn't matter. The food choices will still be the same. So dark leafy greens, you want to make that a staple of your diet. And provided, now, are you taking any blood thinners for anything? Coumadin?
Just 10 milligrams of lisinopril for blood pressure.
Okay.
That's the only other thing I take.
All right, so that's good. So, yeah, dark leafy greens, that's a great way to go. And red meat. So don't let anybody tell you red meat's bad for you. It's really not, unless you're doing, you always want to do as best you can, like grass-fed and the hormone-free, which you can get at the grocery stores now. You don't have to go to a specialty food store. They usually have that in your typical grocery stores. So getting those and the leaner cuts, obviously fillets and real lean ground beef. But that has a ton of nutrients in it, from conjugated linoleic acid, zinc. It has just a ton of nutrients that are really good. And I would pick beef over chicken any day. I just would. But that's me personally, especially as a guy, because you're going to blow through
just your nutrient levels and your oxygen levels in the blood cells, you're going to blow through them just being a guy. It just, we do. We use it up more than women do. So something to think about. But those food groups will be very helpful. A lot of, and blackstrap molasses, that's a little old home remedy. That's phenomenal. A couple tablespoons of that a day. It tastes, I mean, you can develop a taste for it. It doesn't taste bad, but a couple tablespoons of that will raise those iron levels up and help increase oxygen in the blood. So several natural things you can do. But those dark leafy greens make it a part of almost every meal, and I think you'll see some great increase. You'll start to feel better regardless because you're putting good nutrients into the body. And for the fish oil, I think it's great. Always a great option. Ditch the gel caps, though. Most gel caps are pretty much worthless, and the cod liver oil that's in a liquid form is going to give you the highest absorption rate and the most benefit. Thanks so much for the call.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Maya. Hi, Maya.
Hi. How
are you
today?
Welcome to the show. I'm living well. Talk to me. What's going on?
Well, about 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with PTSD or I don't know. Anyway, they had put me on basically Lexapro, and now 2 years later, I think it was part of what made me gain weight and everything. And I'm trying to get back, working out, working with a nutritionist.
Good.
But the other thing I want to do is I'm trying to wean off, and I have started to wean off, but my doctor has told me that I am genetically wired with anxiety and that she doesn't think that I will ever be able to go away from it. And I just think that there's just ways that I could do it more naturally, I know, with exercise and things like that. So I'm just kind of at a loss right now.
You know, what do you think about that? When somebody tells you forever, and you sound, yeah, what is your age?
I'm 38.
Yeah, so you're 38, and you're young as a spring chicken, and your doctor tells you this is going to be forever, you're just wired this way, it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't want to have to take it forever.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, so is this something you struggle with your whole life, or is this something that really has kicked into gear maybe in the last 5 years?
You know, there was an accident, a car accident, and it was like a year after that I've started struggling, and that's when they said, okay, let's, you know, try the Lexapro or the antidepressants or whatever. And so now, you know, things are fine. I've been following up. I got the dosages right, you know, because it takes a while to do that.
Right.
And, you know, went through the whole counseling and stuff. And so I feel like I'm fine, you know. So she said it was okay to start weaning off and things like that, but she doesn't want me to go off of it completely.
What milligram are you taking?
10. 10 milligrams of Lexapro a day.
That's a real low dose. You know that, right? That's really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to me about your sleep.
I'm the type of person that when I lay in bed, I'm asleep within about, I would say, within 30 minutes or less.
And do you stay asleep, or do you wake up at like 2 a.m.?
No, I usually stay asleep. I'm a pretty rock hard sleeper.
Okay. If you didn't take the medicine, what would happen?
I was a good sleeper before I started taking the medicine, though. So my sleep never changed.
So you so you've always been sleeping well. That's never been an issue.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, with Lexapro, I mean, it's affecting serotonin. So there's a couple things that can really help. I mean, here's the thing. It's a neurotransmitter. So when you're taking the medications, especially when you're down into the place that you are as far as a low dose like that, it's keeping the levels stable. And you can do one of two things. You can stay on that, or you can look to build it up with nutrition, which, I mean, our neurotransmitters are created by the foods that we eat, too. So we can actually affect our brain chemicals by the foods we eat, supplements we take, and, of course, stress levels and all that kind of thing play a role. I mean, we know that we're being human beings, our mental status, meaning in our surroundings and all of that sort of thing, they affect us. They just do. So, but we can combat that with proper eating, supplementation, that can make a difference. Now, it doesn't mean come off your meds and start eating certain foods. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that to go ahead and get a good nutrition base while your physician is helping you wean down. That would be a good game plan. So you can eat these foods. It's not going to affect the medication, but it's going to give you a better platform and a better foundation. If they are in the process of weaning you down, that will be helpful. So let me show you some foods that affect serotonin levels in a positive way, and that can help build them up. All right. And these are foods you'd want to include in your diet on a regular basis, but mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, red meat, and turkey. So, I mean, those are pretty normal foods, you know, foods that are in the typical diet. So I'm the same again, mushrooms, fish, and that can be any fish. Just don't fry it and don't do kind of the bottom feeders like catfish. Stay away from that. Stay away from shellfish, you know, mostly the good, you know, salmon, tuna, mackerel, grouper, those kind of fish. Chicken, hormone-free, antibiotic-free, that's very important because those additives can affect hormone levels in a negative way and also can affect your neurotransmitters. Spinach, red meat, and turkey. Those are all really great. Now, supplements, here's the kicker with supplements. You want to be really careful with supplementation and taking SSRIs like Lexapro because they can interact. The big one that can interact with it is 5-HTP because it works along the same mechanism as what Lexapro does. Kind of interesting because a lot of the research for the SSRIs were based around some of the supplementation. So St. John's wort, same thing. So you want to be careful. But like B12, methylcobalamin, those are fine. Niacinamide, which is a version of vitamin B3, and pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is a version of B6. Those are all worth looking into. You know, you definitely want to let your doc know that you're looking into that, you know, because you just do. They need to know that. I'm not a big fan of just kind of going to the health store and winging it. I don't think it's smart, especially for taking medication. So just something to look into. But I don't think you're stuck forever. I don't buy into that. I think that the car accident could have thrown you into some fear and triggered some reactions within the body that counseling can be helpful for. So I think that's smart that you've done all that. And, you know, I just think you need a good nutritional base. Look into following the anti-inflammatory diet. That's in my book. And just start looking over that and maybe applying some of those principles to your life if you think, you know, that you want to do that. It just would be helpful. A good, strong, solid foundational base is going to carry you through pretty much any health challenge and allow you to navigate with it in a great way. All right, thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Do you or someone you know struggle with diabetes? Are you suffering with severe pain due to neuropathy? The diabetes experts are my good friends at American Pharmacy. Shipping nationwide, American Pharmacy has natural solutions for diabetes, including testing strips and supplies, even an all-natural cream designed to relieve neuropathy pain, and some of the friendliest customer service around. At American Pharmacy, all insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Call now to receive a jar of the all-natural neuropathy cream, absolutely. sleep-free. Call American Pharmacy today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. And receive some of the best pharmacy service from the experts that care at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.